gremlins playing around with me this morning. In here affecting my technology. Maybe it's a cold day. It's Tuesday, January 20th. Good morning. Welcome to my radio hut. Once a month, I get the opportunity to talk with this young lady, and I always look forward to it. Cassie Miller, checking in with us from the Leech Home for a monthly report, on the phone with me this morning. Cassie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, first of all, Happy New Year. Haven't had a chance to wish you that yet.
Yeah, same to you.
How are things going at the Leech Home? What's happening?
Yes, we got lots going on. With Activity Appreciation Week coming up, I have a cute little story that I wanted to share with everyone. Our activity director was looking for some large print word finds, and we weren't able to find any in the area. So we had a family member call from Fargo and said she had found some at the Walmart up there. She got into her car after buying them, and she thought, how am I going to get this down to Wahpeton? I don't go down there much anymore, but I want them to get them in a timely fashion. So as she was looking up, she saw a transportation service that she had recognized from when her mother lived at the Leech Home. So she grabbed the bag of word finds, ran over there, and said, do you by chance still go to Wahpeton and are familiar with where the Leech Home is? And the individual in the van smiled and said, actually, that's where I'm heading next. So I thought it was just such a cute, you know, kind of a godly moment where mm-hmm. she had said, you know, I was just really missing my mom, who had passed away, and she had lived here, and I wanted to do something special, and how it all just came together. You know, she wasn't sure how she was going to get him here, and she recognized that transport service, and I just thought that was so cute, so cute.
That is a great story, and I would imagine out there doing what you do, Cassie, you get a lot of what you call godly moments out there at the Leech Home, probably on a daily basis, right?
Do we ever. You know, we were actually just talking about this as a group, that the community really comes together. And I know people from the community can agree with that, but anything we need, you know, we put a post out there, you know, let's use this large print word finds. No lie, I bet within a week we had 70. 70.
Unbelievable. Yeah, you know, and you know what, that, and looking at our communities, that doesn't surprise me.
No, nope. I always, and our activity director, I know, is the best. If anyone has Facebook, I encourage you guys to follow. We are always up to something, and she has everything posted on there. So it's just awesome.
Definitely worth a look. Cassie, now explain this to us again. We talk about this usually in every conversation we have. The difference between the Leech Home and assisted living. Tell us this again.
Absolutely. It's very similar. In North Dakota is the only place they have basic care. So you won't hear the term basic care in Minnesota. You know, that's where you'll hear the assisted living.
Right.
Basic care is exactly what it says. You know, we can assist with those basic assistance, med administration, bathing assistance, you know, full activities, doctor's appointments, medications, and all of that.
So as far as you and staff and residents out there at the Leech Home, how did the holidays go for you? How did you get through that? Everybody enjoy it?
So fun. So fun. I had a good mentor growing up in a past job who always taught me be present on a holiday. So I always try to one of the big holidays, Thanksgiving or Christmas, to be around. And this year it was Christmas. And gosh, if you've never been, you know, at your place of employment for a holiday, it is very special.
Right. You're passionate about your work out there, Cassie. I can tell. It's just you can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, they're all kind of my grandma and grandpas.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Cassie, listen, anything else you want to share with us before we wrap it up for our monthly visit here?
You know, I would like to add, this year for Valentine's Day, we are going to make Valentine cookies. We have them that we're going to make in our kitchen here. So I want you guys to all take the opportunity to either get a half dozen or a dozen ordered, and you can just call the Leech Home and place your order, and we'd love to even deliver them to you guys.
I love that. And what is your mm-hmm. number there at the Leech Home if people want to make that call?
Absolutely. It is 642-4283, and you can call at any time.
Fantastic. Kathy, or Cassie, listen, always great to talk with you. Our once-a-month conversations. Look forward to them each and every month. Have a good rest of January, and you and I will catch up in February, all right?
Sounds great, and stay warm out there.
All right. Cassie Miller from the Leech Home. We talk with Cassie the third Tuesday of each month here, and I always look forward to our conversations here. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.